we have seen a need now, once again, to mobilize, to strategize, to synergize with people who share the same ideologies with us. Myself, Omoyele Sowore, and so many others are talking. And we are strategizing and mobilizing ahead of the protest on Saturday. It's instrumental to note that the approach of government has not changed. It's that of tyranny, repression, attacks, brutalization, and criminalization of freedom of assembly. You know, and this must not be accepted in a democracy, because even when the military people protested, we are not bothered in any way by all the rhetoric, the threats. You know, we are determined to send the message, you know, to the government and to fellow citizens that in a democracy, people have the right to protest.
I understand the Lagos police are saying that they will not allow any protest scheduled for Saturday. What do you say to that?
They have no such powers. You know, the Lagos Police Commissioner is one of the profound enemies of democracy in Nigeria. You know, he has made his stand clear, you know, throughout the period of the NSAS and even after. And today, you know, the remarks attributed to him are shameful and even an affront on our constitutional democracy. You know, if our country was a lawful country, he would be removed from office immediately.
Alhaji Mohammed, the information minister, warned that the government will not tolerate any incidents of violence during the protest. Although he said that you have a constitutional right to protest, he said those who engage in acts of violence will be dealt with. Your response to that?
One thing, however, that we want to assure them this time, that things are going to be different. You know, the last time they did it and got away with it because the Trump administration was only concerned about what happened in America. You know, and the new occupants in the White House, Joe Biden, will not tolerate flagrant abuse of human rights, mass murder of protesters. I am sure of that. You know, and people like Lai Mohammed, they need to understand that there must be consequences for their actions, for their utterances, and for the kind of things that they continue to justify. You cannot issue threats against the Nigerian people who have the constitutional duty to protest. The Constitution has said Nigerians can protest. Who is Lai Mohammed to say otherwise? Who is the Lagos Police Commissioner to say otherwise?
What is this planned demonstration at Lekki Toll Gate seek to achieve? What do you seek to achieve?
It seeks to achieve justice. People were massacred at the toll gate. Justice has not been served. The people, they are thinking of reopening the toll gate to start collecting blood money in the name of toll at the gate. That is an affront on the innocent lives that were shed at the toll gate. You know, so the Nigerian people need to come together to tell themselves, you know, a simple truth that our country is not working and that we have a collective duty, whether you are in uniform, whether you are not, to make our country work for all, not for a few individuals who make billions at the toll gates, who make billions in government house, who make billions by just sitting in the offices and writing and inflating contracts. That the country must work for all. That is the irreducible minimum and obligation we owe our country. And I must repeat that patriotism is not loyalty to the leader. Patriotism is loyalty to the best interests of the Nigerian people.